Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Okay, so we are going to address something again today that has been an issue in the country, especially a country where a decade ago we were so confident saying we've got the cleanest water on the continent, water is cheap, etc., etc. But what has been happening in the past few years with the drama with the water, people drinking filthy water, unhealthy water, people ending up in hospitals, places like Bo, Hammanskraal, etc., etc. There were riots just a few weeks ago. I think, was it Reja Park, where people were complaining about water? Some people will tell you they have not seen a drop of water for like 3 months,
yeah,
4 months. And you think, really? Is this the South Africa we all dreamt of? People can't even get just water. So we can never get tired of dealing with this one, yeah, up until we get, you know, the right answers. Because Bradada Morero, is it Morero?
Morero, yeah.
Not Morero. Did mention that he given 7 days last week.
Yeah. Yes.
Tomorrow will be the seventh day.
In Coronationville.
Yeah, so let's see if people will get water tomorrow. And that's why we brought Oscar to try and make it sense once again and see
not
where are we. Yeah, she's not good. Don't worry.
So, team, this is the biggest issue right now. So Joburg Water was awarded a tender worth around 236 million rand for two sort of unknown companies, that's Nutinox and Build Pro Construction, to supply water tankers. So the whole story about water tankers, I'm sure you've kind of heard about it, about, you know, perhaps there's allegations of corruption in where there are people who deliberately hurt infrastructure so that they can bring in their own water tankers and obviously get the tender. Mm. So in this particular story, I mean, this tender is controversial. There's claims which include irregularities in the bid process, lack of transparency, price manipulation, and potential collusion. One of the competing bidders, and that's LTC, have argued, and they've submitted their papers, that they submitted a more cost-effective bid to lower rates per kiloliter, but lost out due to emergency rates and bundled rate scoring. So we have on the line an expert, and that is from WaterCan. That's Dr. Ferial Adam, to give us more details. Good afternoon, Dr. Adam. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you so much. I mean, Doctor, perhaps you can take us right to how the tender system works in light of these allegations of water tanker mafias. Can you explain how the evaluation process is supposed to work for contractors?
You know, so it works very much like, if you think about, if I put it simply, like if you're applying for a job, you need to have a CV. So you have a job application. You have the requirements, what are the criteria, what you need, and you put that out. It's the same thing as a tender. They'll say, we need water tankers, you know, to supply this amount, whatever, over this period, during high, you know, all the requirements are there. Then that, as a company, you then submit why you think your company should get that contract.
Mm-hmm.
You show them that you have experience. You show them you have the required tanks or whatever, that you've got a history of doing this previously. So you have to put all of that in, and then you've got to say, okay, for this amount of job, this is what's going, it's going to cost. This is my costing, and then that goes to an evaluation committee. So that's an internal government committee that then must go and look through the process and actually then find which was the best candidate and comes best, will save government money, etc. You know, you look at cost effective and get the job done, and then the contract is awarded.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a theory. That's in theory.
And I think that leads me to my next question about the significance how significant is the allegation of collusion or shared addresses among competing bidders? I mean, what red flags should oversight bodies look out for?
So, you know, the issue with tenders going to people that know people. So you've got to make sure that there's declarations that you know, that there isn't a friend in the department. But obviously people say, I don't know anyone, and then they still know people. But a simple one, let's just take this water tanker one, right? That one where Joburg awarded a tender for 263 million.
Yes.
To two people, and it's nothing about age, but to young people that didn't have any water tanks on their, and they haven't done this work before.
Sure.
So that should, in its first place, be a red flag, because we know there are people that have done this before. Water tankers are not new. They're used in construction. They're used, you know, in rural areas. So it's not a new thing. But you award such a massive contract to people that don't show that they have the experience to do what needs to be done. That is your first red flag and your biggest red flag.
Yeah. And I mean, a doctor, looking at the scenes we saw in Coronationville, Westbury last week, and where there's pressure to just supply the water tankers because obviously there's no water coming out of people's taps. In a crisis like Joburg's water supply shortages, how do failures in procurement translate into, you know, even worsening service delivery?
Yeah, because you're diverting funds. Something that should be a short-term fix that becomes a more longer-term fix, because then you say, we need your tanks for the next 3 years, for example. That's the tender that they were putting out there, which almost gives Joburg the kind of, well, takes away from fixing and puts it into these water tanks, but then also prolongs their period of actually getting things done. So then it directly impacts the people on the ground. It directly impacts you and me, because our infrastructure is not going to be fixed.
Sure. So, Doctor, do we at the current stage have any active cases that are trying to chase down years, or even look into the sabotage of infrastructure so that tanks can be supplied? And obviously that's money made. Are there any active cases that are currently going on?
Unfortunately not. I mean, I know that, you know, we have cases in Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal where it's known that the water tanker mafia were actually breaking infrastructure so that they can get extend their contract, right? But there's different ways that the water tanker mafia can appear. They don't have to be as destructive, but they can get a contract like this one in Joburg, where, you know, that they dominate the sector. So you've given it to two people that have no experience, but then they dominate this area of water tanks. And they know that they have their job cut out for them for the next 3-5 years, as long as doesn't do what they need to do. So the challenge, though, is that I think this tender was being challenged legally. That is the only thing I know. But there isn't anyone in jail, for example, that says you were part of this process and you should be arrested. That has not been done. But that is the case all around, right? I mean, we had state capture. How many people are sitting in jail?
Wow.
So, Doctor, I think what I find interesting when you mentioned that, you know, some people who get these tankers are not even qualified. I mean, if I apply for a job, right, then I will send a CV with my qualifications and what I've done before, or the companies that I've worked before. So how do these people end up getting these tenders with, you know, when they haven't even done the job? Has it got to do with them knowing someone who works for the city council, and they promise each other money or favors?
Well, it must be that, because and if we look at the history of state capture, that's how it worked. It's about someone saying, well, you know, putting a file on the table and saying that these people will get the job. Mm. On this case, we don't know, but I mean, I think there was a report of one of the young men went overseas with a government delegation, or appeared at photographs where the government was in Paris or France. So obviously connected somehow, right? But whether that led to the tender, we don't know, but you can kind of connect the dots. What's even more interesting is the investigation that Amabungane did found that the addresses they put into the tender were non-existent addresses.
Whoa.
or they exist, but there's no company there.
Sure.
What?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Doctor. We'll leave it there for now.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sure.
And I believe that the tankers that were distributed in the last while, some of them are from one of these companies.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Thank you very much. That was water expert and executive director at WaterCan, Dr. Ferial Adam.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959.
What frustrates me most is it right now, as we speak in Lakeside, since from Saturday, we don't have water running. Like, there's not even a communication whilst but one about busy baja chene to go at the back end. Guys, I don't understand South Africa how they operate, but clearly nje umkhonyo
obukhulu. Yeah, also it depends kadi suburbs, eh? I know in my neighborhood, if there's issues with power, if there's a water burst or a pipe burst or whatever you call it, I'll get a message
that says this is a problem
and we are working on it.
Should we really be feeling some level of comfort when after our president called that meeting of councillors out in Nasrec? Should we be feeling like, okay, maybe they are also seeing that there's too many shenanigans that just go unpunished without any accountability from the councillors? Because when you talk to a councillor, they always say, it's not in my power
to fix these things.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Look, it's all eyes on the 2026 local government elections. So everybody is preparing for that. It's not a lie.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, we see the decay.
Sure.
Why about that as a lakona? No.
And why, as the people, must we wait for the elections to change things? And why must we depend on the elections to change things?
That must happen every year.
Why must we look at the people on TV telling us bazohlala amakhansela wethu, amakhansela wethu oqala wahlala nathi kas. Ngivare ukuthi amakhansela wethu elokishini, they don't stay with us ekas. Bahlala somewhere suburb. So that's another story. That's another danger.
For those who've just tuned in, we've been trying to make it sense. We're talking about water. Talk about water. Tell us about your water issues. And also tell you us where you are and maybe how long have you been without water. And we got a lot of
the veteran news anchor.
Mm-hmm.
He was making a video that, like, I'm not doing this as a politician or an anchor. Angnamanzi, and I pay for these things.
Sure.
So can I just get answers?
So shock to your figure we NCA Ambashila.
Wow.
Yeah, ne. Make it make sense. Yeah, ne. Mina ngithi labantu laba ngoba baphuli infrastructure yethu, not as pulling la matrack wabo, man. Nabo bangabi na matrack wok supply amanzi ke. Then ke izinto zizoqala zilungiswe kulunge. Because bayaphula bona baphulelwa bese bayahola. Not as pulling la mawashe la matrack.
Lento yamanzi, it's just so heartbreaking. Ukuthi umuntu aswele amanzi, guys. And the way bayenza ngakhona abantu be-ANC, it's like badla kokugcina. Kwabona uma sekusele ukuthi asimosheni once. That's what basically they are doing to abantu abamnyama. Like there was a time in our area, amanzi bewangekho emini ekuseni, but masilele kunamanzi uzibuza ukuthi kanti kanjani. Ogogo bahamba baya le eJohannesburg Water, bambiza la umuntu bekaphethe. And abuya amanzi kahle. We've never had a problem yamanzi from then, and that was around April. So it's like baya rotate ukuthi okay masukene Soweto wethu weni lasela into enza ngamabomi, because these people are greedy to the core.
You know what is painful about these trucks ukuthi even they cut cost bahambe bayokhamanzi kuma dirty dams or rivers.
Ngicela ukubuza, where do the water tankers get the water from? If sinenkinga yamanzi, bona bawathatha phi lamanzi abawaletha kulezi ndawo lezi zingalamanzi?
I think that's a good question. And also, if but you know, amanzi now, you know, we've stored them. You've stored them where? And how sure are we as the public consuming this water with lamanzi lawa? Because right now we trust our taps. We trust the water that is coming out of our taps, that lamanzi lawa clean, lamanzi lawa are purified in some other way. No mean 100% in this enzagalag lamanzi. But how are we that the water that we are getting from these tankers
is consumable?
Is consumable.
No, I'm with Dada Lapaya.
I know when there was a time we didn't have water, but it was, remember when the shutdown happened when they were renovating?
Yeah.
There was a 4-day thing without water. And
mm-hmm.
I remember when we were speaking to our councillors, our councillor literally said, we are filling up water and we are on our way. So I do think they either go to a depot or they go to where there is water, where the trucks can fit, and they fill up the tankers. But here's the problem. If the tankers are not working for over a period of time, it means you do to more limits if the water wasn't drained. Metia tanker, guys, I'm not trying to put fear on anybody. I would never drink. It's cleaning water.
Mm.
It's flushing your bathroom water. Because when you look at that water, you truly need to be purifying it before you put it in your body.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, as you are making it make sense, now, what's the solution for this? Is there any plan coming up? Is anything that the mafia government is doing to cancel this mafia heists of minerals such as water? And then they're bringing out the tanks. Are they doing any maintenance? Are they planning to fix anything? Have they started to fix? Or melesa zinjoguti nathi nje sekumele sihlangane sama business plan, sihlanganeni singamajita, siyohlanganisa ama tank isibona ukuthi isidonsa abani lapha eofisini nathi asigayithenda, because it seems like this is a long-term business actually to be more rich in a quicker way. What's the solution to this thing, to this theft?
Le nto yama-water mafia, it's broad bafethu. Ngathi bakwazi ukugwajisa ne-gift of the givers ukuthi ingaphisani ngamanzi lapha ne-golden highway ephumula mqashi bekuze i-gift of the givers ithi ipha abantu amanzi bathi yeni na bayahamba. Imagine mebekwazi ukugwajisa a formal organization, an NGO like that, ukuthi inganikezani ngamanzi ngoba bona bafuna ukunikezana ngamanzi. So bafethu, yabona namanje njengoba bodada bafakela ama-tankers lawa, kuzothi mese kumele kulunge infrastructure laphana bayimoshe, njengoba laba bamatekisi bamoshe i-metro rail iy'poro lezi la bantshontsha namakhebuli etreyini ngoba bangafuni ukuthini itreyini ibuye. So nalaba bama-water tankers, they will never want ukuthi i-infrastructure ilunge.
Hey guys, this thing yamethi ke mathata guys. I just remembered something, because I remember hore we did not have water for at least 2 months, just over 2 months ne nrasina methi during the day, methi anabowa at night in the early hours of the morning. And then obviously I logged the queries via the apps, Joburg City or Joburg Water. I called, I was given reference numbers, and I was given the runaround up until I stood up and I went to the offices. And guess what I was told? I was told, no, Meti Arona, Haazu from Joburg City, from Joburg Water, also from Ekuruleni. And then I asked them, okay, because I'm paying Joburg City, should I go to Ekuruleni? He complained about the water that is not coming to me since I'm paying for the services or what. Imagine I'm being told my water comes from another municipality.
Make it make sense. Make sense.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.